Here are today's top stories. Bruce Rauner told Illinois Public Radio that he doesn't use email anymore, and it's made his quality of life so much better. He prefers phone and face-to-face, like a good politician who doesn't want to leave a paper trail. It seems somewhat contrary to the idea of a business CEO who's coming in to shake up government and root out corruption. The idea of not using email is not really progressive. It screams, I don't know, Mike Madigan. Or like Robert De Niro in Casino. I don't know. We shouldn't talk on the phone. I mean, we shouldn't talk on the phone. I mean, I know you don't trust using email, but how are we supposed to trust you if you don't? Chicago School Board received 21 applications for new charter schools in 2017. Doesn't mean it's going to happen, but still, 21 new charter schools? You know what? We're going to blink our eyes soon and realize that 50 charter schools replaced the closed public schools from back in 2013. You know it. Just like they said they were going to. You know it. They're shooting the MTV show Catfish in the Chicago area this week. It's the show where they investigate online relationships. So if you get a message like this, "Hey, boo, it's me, Kendra. I love you so much. I love how you chat online. Hey, I think we're at the level where we should, I don't know, exchange banking route numbers. I love you. Boo." So yeah, if you get that message, maybe, I don't know, watch the show. In weather, no snow on the ground in downtown Chicago, but just 35 miles away, 15 inches. Northwest Indiana hammered last night. Authorities are in search and rescue mode, asking vehicles to stay off the roads. Jeez, I get it. I mean, I did have a pretty slippery sidewalk earlier. Just a little shaky, you know? It's like, whoa, but I was okay. So I kind of get what you're going through. I mean, empathy. Sorry, Northwest Indiana. At least gas prices and cigarettes are cheaper. In sports tonight, the Hawks play the Preds. Hey, Preds better take their meds. Hey, Preds better watch their heads. Hey, Preds better show their creds to get into the stadium, because you can't go past security without cred. All right, I lost it. Had it and I lost it. I've been saying it all along. It was D. Rose and Jimmy Butler that were the problem for the Bulls. D is for Dunleavy. The Bulls beat the listless Wizards last night to win their third in a row. The Bulls are currently the sixth seed, but are like a couple of layups away from the third seed. Ah, the NBA East. Dexter Fowler returns to the Cubs, signing a one-year deal. This after reports had him signing in Baltimore. Chris Coughlin traded out of town, which is fine by me. Does Fowler come off the bench? No, he starts. Well, what does this mean for the young and Solaire and Schwarber? Maybe they can be given new nicknames like Behringer and Defoe. You know, stars of platoon. You see what I did there? Anybody? And finally, Eddie Einhorn, the longtime co-owner of the Chicago White Sox, died today at the age of 80. The White Sox will honor Einhorn by wearing a patch on their uniform all season long. Good for the White Sox. Keep it there forever. Rest in peace, Eddie. You always got that championship. Well, that's the carryout for February 25th, 2016. Enjoy your evening.